Chicago in the Dominican Republic, signed by the Marlins 5 years ago, back in 2017. Jimenez making his 19th appearance, has been their relief ace this season. 1-0, a .92 ERA. 0-for-1 in save tries, however. 12 hits allowed in 29 and a third innings. 18 walks, 39 strikeouts, and a .120 opponent batting average. Rogers is the runner at second with two out, and Jupiter in front by a pair. Astudillo will bat from the left-hand side for the first time today, and he's out in front of a changeup. It's 0-1. Astudillo singled to right his last time. He is 1-for-2. Jimenez pitching for the first time since Sunday against Dunedin, as Astudillo clubs one off the end of the bat. It's quickly 0-2. Went two innings, did not allow a run, did not allow a hit. Walked one, struck out two. Jimenez has not allowed a run in each of his last six outings, dating back to May the 26th, the 0-2 pitch. That one in the dirt gets away from the catcher Mercado to his left. And Rogers will advance to third on a wild pitch. So the count now 1-2 on Astudillo. And another runner at third base. Daytona has struggled in these spots today. Just 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Jimenez the 1-2, and this is a ground ball right back to the mound. Jimenez fields at his chest, jogs to first, and then shovels on to Zubia to retire the side. So, Yuris Jimenez comes on, does his job, and strands the runner in scoring position. No runs, no hits. One left on the walk at the end of six. Still 2-0 Hammerheads on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in... Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Oh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Javian Sandridge staying out for a third inning of relief as we move to the top of the seventh inning here in the opener. Jupiter a 2-0 lead. Daytona has had troubles with doubleheaders all season. They have gone 2-8 in their first 10 doubleheader games this campaign, including being swept in four. They have swept in the other. As Zubia fouls the first pitch back, it's 0-1. They have not split a doubleheader since. Zubia, the difference in this ball game, a two-run single. The 0-1 pitch, that one bouncing before the plate and catches a piece of Astudillo on the way by. And it's one ball and one strike. Zubia, Rodriguez, Mercado, three due up against Sandridge in the seventh. Oh, one This one hit on the ground in the hole at short. Backhanded by Layton. Off balance throw in the dirt and pulls the first baseman Pino off the bag. And Zubia is safe at first with an infield hit. Tough play for Layton. Smart job by Pino getting off the bag to make sure it stayed in front. So that ends the streak of 12 in a row retired by Daytona pitching dating back to the second inning. And the 12 straight batters retired by Sandridge over his last two outings. Now it's Christian Rodriguez 0 for 2. And this one fouled off the mask of Astudillo. It's 0-1. And getting beat up in this inning with foul balls from Zubia and Rodriguez. And Astudillo has stayed in the same position since he was hit by that pitch. Has not moved an iota. One on, nobody out. Here's the 0-1. And that one on the outside corner. Framed well by Astudillo. It is 0-2. Cool baseball story earlier today. Mark Appel, who was the number one overall pick in 2013, was seen as a can't-miss prospect. He's finally called up to the big leagues as Rodriguez strikes out on the slider. Three pitches, three strikes, and Sandridge dispatches Rodriguez for the for Javian. That is his fifth K today. And now the catcher, Yan Mercado, 0 for 2, has flied to right and struck out. But Appel getting called up for the first time in his career at the age of 30. A throw over to first. And back in safely standing is Zubia. But Appel bringing up or brought up from AAA Lehigh Valley after reliever Connor Brogdon went on the COVID IL as Mercado tries to hold up on the elevated fastball, can't. And the count 0-1. Appel said he was completely overwhelmed. So many thoughts I want to share but can't find the right words. He added saying he's thankful. The 0-1, foul tip into the glove of Astudillo. It's 0-2. And he added, today I get to play a game I love as a Major League Baseball player. Spent the last 2 years in AA and AAA with the Phillies. Had a 5-0 record, a 1.61 ERA, and 19 outings this year. The 0-2, and Mercado takes one up in the zone for strike three call. Was a breaking ball up, but still clipped the top of the strike zone. Make that six Ks for Sandridge tonight. Two out in the seventh for Jorge Caballero. Struck out looking and struck out swinging 0 for 2. But Appel was out of baseball for 3 years, announced in February of 2018 that he was stepping away from the game due to injuries. As that one fouled back, it's 0-1. Injuries to his labrum and rotator cuff that ultimately needed surgery. Well, rejoined prior to last year. And here he is less than two full years later, getting that long-awaited call to the big leagues as Caballero takes a strike. It's 0-2. Daytona in the bottom of the inning. We'll have Austin Callahan, Fernandez, and Allen, the three due up. The 0-2 pitch. Down and away, it's a ball and two strikes. But Appel was the number eight over. It's stunned some folks by deferring that contract to go back to college for his senior year. Was taken number one overall by the Astros. But injuries and ineffectiveness sort of quelled his start to his career as this one grounded sharply up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Jorge Caballero aboard with a two-out single. And Jupiter with two on and two out for the center fielder Javion Cody as they look for some insurance. Cody reached on a drop third strike wild pitch and has rolled out to third. Well, the Astros took him number one in 2013. Chris Bryant, the former Daytona Cub, went number two overall in that draft, was traded to the Phillies in 2015 in the deal that sent Ken Giles to Houston. Lefty against righty. First pitch from Sandridge. Broken back ground ball to third. Fielded by Tyler Callahan. Will slap the tag on Zubia running by to end the inning. No runs, two hits, two left at the end of six and a half. Last chance for Daytona in regulation in game one. They need two to tie and three to walk it off. 8-9-1 due up. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on Mart Sports Bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Jimenez back to the mound for the bottom of the seventh inning. Jupiter a 2-0 lead, trying to shut out Daytona and take the opener of this doubleheader. Austin Callahan, Ilvin Fernandez, Jay Allen the second will try and prevent that as they are the three due up in the inning. Austin Callahan has singled his center and grounded into a fielder's choice. And the first pitch of the inning whizzes right over my head and out of play. It's 0-1. Moments like that make you grateful that there is a giant net right in front of our booth. Quarter to seven here on this Saturday. Now the 0-1. And Callahan, a soft ground ball right side. Nice play back into his left by the pitcher Jimenez off the hill. And he'll field and flip on to Zubia for the first out of the seventh inning. Good reaction by Jimenez to field his position. And Daytona will bring up a pinch hitter. Michelle Triana will come up to bat against the righty. Yuris Jimenez will bat for Ilvin Fernandez here. Triana hitting at 222 in 49 games, has 13 extra base hits, two homers, leads the active roster with 23 RBI. We saw pinch hitters pay off once for Daytona in this series. We'll see if they can find a way to make it happen here. Third baseman Rodriguez off the line. And the first pitch to Michelle misses outside for ball one. Will be the right-hander Javi Rivera for Daytona in game two. Holt Jones, the righty, expected to go for Jupiter. 1-0. And Triana ground ball up the first baseline. And the count evens at 1-1. Shortstop Salas shaded up the middle. Daytona hasn't had a base hit since the fourth, the 1-1. And Triana pops it up. Third base way, giving a glance is Rodriguez, but this one well into the seats. And it's one ball and two strikes. Fans, a reminder, after this game concludes, we'll have a recap report for you. And then head to a break as we cultivate the lineups and get everything situated for game two. 1-2 pitch. Triana skies one center field. Racing in and to his right is Cody, still moving and over his left shoulder. Makes the play right by his ear. And Daytona down to their final out here in game one. Here is Jay Allen, reached base on a fielding error in the third inning, has also grounded to short and flied out to right, 0-for-3 officially. Packs that bat behind his black helmet. And the first pitch from Jimenez misses down and in for ball one. Jimenez looking for the first save of his professional career. And this is 58th appearance. As Allen takes a call at strike, it's 1-1. Saw Hunter Park struck out a career-high 7. Earlier in this one, as Allen spins out of the way of a fastball up and in. And Jay ahead, 2-1. Stephen Layton, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Hoping for an opportunity here with the bases empty. And now the 2-1. Allen stays away. Appeal down to the base umpire. No, he did not, says Connor McKenna. And the count now 3-1. Jimenez, that bright red mitt is where he sets, and he drills Allen right above the left hip. Allen walking off towards the third base dugout. And now puts the bat down and will begin to remove his equipment and head down to first base. So Jimenez hits Allen on a 3-1 pitch. And that allows Daytona to bring the tying run to the plate here in the seventh inning. Pitching coach Glenn Dishman out of the first base dugout to have a conversation with Jimenez, Mercado, and the rest of the Hammerhead infield. Allen all right, walking it up, off up the first base line. Stephen Layton will get a chance to hit as the game's tying run in the seventh. So Dishman has returned to the dugout. And now it'll be up to Stephen Layton to keep Daytona's dreams alive. 1-3 in this one. Allen running on the first pitch. The throw down by Mercado. And Allen is out to end the ballgame. A perfect strike from Yan Mercado. The tag applied by Lewis right on the left hand of Jay. And Jupiter wins game one of the doubleheader by a final of 2-0. Allen tried getting into scoring position, although his run did not mean a whole lot. Mercado makes a perfect throw. Couldn't have walked it to the second baseman any better. And the Hammerheads have won 2 in a row and have taken the opening game of this doubleheader by a final of 2-0. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report for game one is next, and then we'll get you situated for game two coming up probably in about 30 to 40 minutes. Maybe looking at a 7:20 or 7:30 potential start time here for game two. We'll get you the official number when we come back. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July Night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here at the Jack as Jupiter takes game one of our doubleheader by a final of 2-0. Justin Rock with you here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark in our recap report, working our way into the between game show here on this Saturday, nearing the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Looking at first pitch for game two in about 38 minutes at 7:35 Eastern time. Will be Javi Rivera for Daytona and Holt Jones for Jupiter. But before we get to game two, let's take a look back at game one and how this one on Hunter Parks against lefty Justin Fall to start. And the only two runs of the game happened in the very first half inning of action. With one out, Jose Salas reached on a single to center, would advance to second on a walk to Khalil Watson. A wild pitch would allow the runners to advance to second and third, but Brady Allen would strike out with the second out of the inning. But on a 1-1 pitch, Zach Zubia ripped a single in the left center field. Salas scored, Watson scored, and Jupiter had a 2-0 lead. Hammerheads would threaten at times the rest of the way. They'd get men to second in the seventh and in the second innings. But there was a stretch where Daytona had retired 12 Jupiter hitters in a row, while Daytona, on the other hand, had some rallies of their own. In the first inning, they put runners at second and third with one out on singles from Layton and Callahan, plus a wild pitch, but a strikeout and a fly ball to right ended that rally. Daytona's best opportunity to get on the board came in the fourth. Daytona loaded the bases with one out. Jack Rogers singled. Yasiel Pino walked. Wilfred Astudillo singled. But then Austin Callahan grounded into a fielder's choice where the force was made at home. And then Ilvin Fernandez struck out to end the inning. The Tortugas would put a runner at third in the sixth as Jack Rogers was hit by a pitch and advanced two bases on separate wild pitches. But a strikeout and a ground out to the mound ended that rally. And Daytona shut out tonight by a final of 2-0 with the win. Jupiter improving to 35-30, 1-0 in the second half. Daytona dropping to 29-37, 0-1 in the second half. Winning pitcher here in game one is Justin Fall. He improves to 4-5, 5 2/3 shutout innings, 5 hits, a walk, and 3 Ks. The loss to Hunter Parks, the first of the year, 2-1 now his record. 2 runs on 2 hits in 4 innings, walked 2, and struck out 7. The save to Yuris Jimenez goes an inning and a third. No runs, no hits, no walks, no Ks. Retired all 4 men he faces for the first save of his professional career. Final line scores, 1 error. They left 4. Daytona, no runs, 5 hits. No errors. They left 7. Final time of game, 1 hour and 48 minutes, and we will have an official attendance for you at the conclusion of game 2. Taking a look around the FSL here on this Saturday evening as we have reached the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Fort Myers and Lakeland looking like they will not play a doubleheader as scheduled today. Right now, looks like game two is still scheduled, but game one is postponed. So maybe we'll have an answer for what's going on there in short order. But at the moment, rather confusing looking at the scores there. But Clearwater and Tampa playing a doubleheader today. Tampa taking game one by a final of 5-4. Austin Wells with a home run in his rehab assignment. Kendall Simmons going deep for Clearwater. Tampa winning it in the bottom of the ninth inning on a wild pitch that allowed Grant Richardson to score the winning run. Right now, Clearwater and Tampa getting ready for game number two. They are just underway. It is for Tampa, the righty Richard Fitz and Gene Cabrera on the mound for the Threshers. Bradenton and Dunedin are final in game one of their doubleheader. Bradenton a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays in that contest. Game two going to get underway momentarily out there in Dunedin. And St. Lucie and Palm Beach going to get underway rather shortly. That one has been delayed for a while due to lightning. It'll be Trent Baker for the Cardinals and Yordani Ventura for the Mets. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Saturday night, Reds at the major league level will start in about 15 minutes in San Francisco against the Giants. Mike Minor against Logan Webb. AAA Louisville hosting the Iowa Cubs at 7:05. Robert Duggar will get the ball for the Bats. AA Chattanooga in Tennessee to take on the Smokies tonight. Also a Cubs affiliate. Brandon Williamson will get the start. That game scheduled to begin at just about to get underway at home against the Lake County Captains. Guardians affiliate James Proctor, the Tortuga alum, expected to make the start for them. Complex ball today. Arizona Complex League won't start till 9 o'clock against the Guardians out in Goodyear. And the DSL Reds, a 9-5 winner earlier today on the road against the Blue Jays. Multi-RBI games in that one for the Reds' Diego Omana as well as Carlos Sanchez. As for the Major League Baseball scoreboard here on this Saturday, a full slate of games as you would expect. The Astros create the second instance since 1958 in which the Yankees have been no-hit. Both times coming at the hands of the Astros. The last time a combined no-hitter in June of 2003. They do it again here today. Christian Javier started it. Then it was Hector Neris and Ryan Pressly who combined on the no-hitter as the Astros have sent the Yankees to back-to-back losses. Rays a 6-5 winner over Pittsburgh at the Trop. Orioles 6 and the White Sox 2. Cardinals beat the Cubs 5-3. It was the Rangers 3 and the Nationals 2. Top 8 in Kansas City. Oakland an 8-4 lead on the Royals. Middle of the ninth in Miami. Mets a 5-3 lead on the Marlins. Peter Alonso has homered twice. Bottom of the eighth in Milwaukee, the Brewers a 5-3 lead on the Blue Jays. Andrew McCutchen, Mike Brasso have gone deep for the Brewers. Guardians a 2-0 lead on the Red Sox. Top of the fourth, Shane Bieber against Josh Winkowski. Later on today, 7:15, Twins hosting the Rockies. Chris Archer, former Daytona Cub, against Antonio Senzatella. Dodgers will be in Atlanta to take on the Braves at 7:15. Mitch White against Max Fried. Then in the 10 o'clock hour, 10:07, Angels hosting the Mariners. It is Patrick Sandoval against Logan Gilbert. The Diamondbacks will host the Tigers at 10:10. Zach Davies against Alex Faedo. And the Padres will take on the Phillies. Blake Snell at 10:10 Eastern time. Will be Javi Rivera expected to be against Holt Jones in game two. We have the lineup for one team. We are waiting the lineup for the other. We will take a break here on the Tortugas Radio Network. When we come back, we will play an interview with Javian Sandrich from earlier this season. Javian was outstanding in his relief effort here today, so you'll hear from Javian when we come back as we get the lineup squared away and get everything ready to roll for game two, coming up in about a half an hour. 7:35 scheduled first pitch for game two. Jupiter takes the opener 2-0. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our ocean relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented in all our promotions. Give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at Daytona Tortuga.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 fireworks shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the Tortugas relief aces. That is the Southpaw, Javian Sandridge. Javian, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. About a month or so now into this season, how have you enjoyed yourself down here in Daytona Beach?
Oh, for sure. It's been awesome out here. And just being out here in this atmosphere, being by the beach, you know, it's been a great experience so far.
You got a great group of players with you, great group of pitchers that you work with. Great staff, coaching staff, support staff. What's it like getting to come to the ballpark every day with a group of people? It seems like you and your teammates enjoy being around one another every
day. Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better. You know, to be able to come out here and get better every day and play a game, you know, for a living. So I think we all just try to make the best of it each and every day, you know.
Now, you're unique. You're the only left-hander on the entire pitching staff. Does anyone ever give you some grief about being the only lefty on the staff?
I wouldn't say grief. No, I would say that, you know, it's hard to not notice, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of the work that we do and a lot of the techniques that we talk about are catered to right-handers, and they usually let me know, you know, that I'm the odd one out. You know?
You're off to a marvelous start here in your first season in Daytona Beach. You've been trusted in a lot of late-game situations, have a couple saves already. What does it mean to you, you know, been in the organization for a short period of time, to know that Todd, Gookie, and your entire staff trust you in those late game spots to finish off ball games?
I mean, that means a lot, honestly. You know, I definitely appreciate being able to get that opportunity. And, you know, like I said, like this is what I've been working for. You know what I mean? And it doesn't get any bigger than that. You know, being able to close a game, being able to go out there and have the fans the most rowdy they've been all night. You know what I mean? That it's just really a great feeling. And then, you know, to perform and do well, that usually makes it a better night, you know.
It's always a wonderful time when you're going out there pitching. You've got, you know, thousands of screaming fans cheering for you. I know last year in the Arizona Complex League, you're really not playing in front of a whole lot of people.
Sure.
So what's it been like for you this season, getting to come out into your home ballpark and have so many people behind you every time you're throwing a pitch?
It's been awesome. It's been really awesome. I mean, for the past 4 years, I've been playing on backfields and, you know, just really craving this feeling, you know what I mean, that adrenaline, that ability to just lock in and be able to go. And, you know, and even though there's a lot of fans out there, whenever you're in that zone, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, you get into that mindset that, you know, this is what matters, you know what I mean, and it's been awesome.
What's it like for you as well when you get that final out and having the entire team come out there and sort of, seems like more often than not, they're sort of bum rushing you to celebrate with you?
For sure. I mean, that's honestly what I've been praying for, you know what I mean. I think that experience, that opportunity to just give praise, you know, I always put my hand up in there just because I think that's important for me. Like, I prayed to show them why I'm able to do what I do, and that's because of my Lord and Savior, you know, so it's an awesome opportunity.
You've had a long, arduous journey to get here to Daytona Beach. You were originally drafted by the Orioles out of high school, were released during the pandemic, and ended up pitching at Lynn University last year at Tampa. So what was that like getting to, you know, being in pro ball, unfortunately getting released during the pandemic, and how did you find out that you were still able to pitch a little bit in college before the Reds came calling?
Honestly, that whole experience, it was really humbling, you know what I mean? And I think that, you know, it was a difficult decision right when I got released because, you know, my pride was hurt, you know what I mean? To say that, you know, I didn't go to college and I made this decision to go play pro ball, and then for it to be taken away from me, that was something that I had to overcome. And luckily, I have a really strong support system. I have a lot of people that, you know, gave me a lot of guidance through that time. And that was definitely one of the hardest times, one of the best learning experiences I've had, because, you know, I was able to understand that even though the situation isn't what I wanted, even though that the path that I thought isn't exactly what it's going to be, you know, I was able to overcome that. And going to school and, you know, that experience being at Lynn University, it was truthfully one of the best experiences in my life, just because I was able to meet a lot of people. I was able to, you know, really understand what it's like, you know, what it's like to be a professional baseball player, because I had to take that step back and realize that, you know, it means more than I was putting into it, you know.
Not many people know that you can pitch a little bit in minor league baseball and be able to go back
and play in college. So how did Lynn University get connected to you, and when did you find out? Did you know that that was something that could happen?
Actually, I didn't know, but I as soon as I got released, I had a family friend who helped me out through the process of getting drafted reach out to me, and he told me, hey, this might be possible. And it took me a few months to get all the information together and to reach out to a lot of people. And, you know, even like I said, even when I did get that information, it was still a difficult decision. But speaking with Coach Garbalosa from Lynn University, he was really a great person who helped me out so much that I owe him so much. And it's because, you know, he told me that he had other people who had done the process before, and every other school that I spoke to didn't really understand the process. So, you know, Coach Garbalosa, I got to give him a big shout out for, you know, the opportunity that he gave me.
You put in all that work, you go through that humbling experience of being released and having to sort of find yourself again, and then after the college season is over, mm-hmm. the Cincinnati Reds come calling and offer you a contract to get back into pro baseball. What was that moment like for you to know all that hard work that you put in over the last year plus and the crazy time across the world that, you know, you're back where you're supposed to be?
That moment is something I'll never forget. You know, me and my family were actually driving the summer ball and to Connecticut, you know, from Maryland. So we were all on the road. That was going to be the first time that my family seen me pitch since high school. And that was when I got the call. And I was driving, and my family was in a separate car. So I called them, broke down in tears. Man, it's something I'll never forget, you know.
And now here you are in Daytona Beach at an affiliate. And during this series here against Jupiter, you've had family out here getting a chance to watch you pitch. Your son got a chance to watch you pitch for the first time on a fantastic ball game. Got to see you close out a victory. What was that like for you after all that you've been through to share this moment, to share this week and this time with your family and your son?
That experience was awesome. You know, I truly believe that everything that happens for a purpose, and everything that happened that night lined up perfectly. You know, my son being out here, you know, having the opportunity to go and close the game and fans cheering, and they put him up on the big screen 5 minutes before I went into the game, and it was truly a blessing, and I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Well, we're certainly blessed to have Javian here in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much for the time. It's been such a pleasure to watch you so far this season. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, Justin.
Next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard, fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime.
at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get him on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world. Of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views.
We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July Night. And we wrap up for Mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at Daytona Tortugas.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. O'Connor.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back here to Daytona Beach and Jackie Robinson Ballpark. We are moments away from the start of game number two as Daytona game of this six-game series. Each team has won two of the first four. So let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the Jupiter Hammerheads, put together by their manager, Angel Espada. Osiris Johnson returns to the order. He'll lead off at center. Jose Salas, the second baseman in the two spot. Khalil Watson gets the start at short. He'll hit third. Brady Allen is in right, cleaning up. Ian Lewis, the DH in game two. He'll bat fifth. Zach Zubia is at first base in the sixth slot. Jorge Caballero is in left field, hitting seventh. Jose Estrada will get the start behind the plate, batting eighth. And Anahuete Santos will bat ninth at third base. As for the Daytona Tortugas, their starting lineup put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Leading off at second base, back at his normal spot, is Tyler Callahan. Jay Allen II will bat second in center. Batting third at first base, Jack Rogers. Michelle Triana pinch hit late in game one. He'll clean up at third base in game two. Stephen Layton is the shortstop in the five hole. Jamal O'Quinn will bat sixth and left. Hayden Jones has homered in each of his last two games played. He'll bat seventh behind the plate. Fidel Castro will bat eighth in right field, and Luis Chevalier will bat ninth as the DH. Pitching matchup here in game two for the Hammerheads, it will be the right-hander Holt Jones. Jones making his fifth appearance and fourth start of the campaign, 1-3, a 5.5 ERA. While Javi Rivera will get the ball for Daytona, making his 13th appearance and eighth start. He is 2-3 with a 3-1-3 ERA. Waiting for the Tortugas to take the field here in game number two. Our umpiring crew for the nightcap behind the plate calling balls and strikes is Connor McKenna with Christian Argueza on the base duties. Here for game two, mix of sun and clouds. Mostly shadows covering the diamond right now as we speak. Some cloud cover directly on top of the field, but can see the sun trying to sneak its way out betwixt some holes off towards the third base bleachers as the Tortugas take the field here for the top of the first inning here in game two. Javi Rivera will get the ball for Daytona here in this nightcap. Rivera, 6 feet tall, 197 pounds. Will turn 23 in November from St. Cloud, Florida. 20th round pick of the Reds last year out of Florida Atlantic University. Numbers for Rivera so far this season, making, as we said, his 13th appearance and 8th start. 2-3, a 3-1-3 ERA. 35 hits allowed in 46 innings. Just 8 walks allowed and 49 strikeouts. A 2-10 opponent average coming into play here on Saturday. Rivera pitching for the first time since last Sunday, made the start against Lakeland in that series finale, went 5 shutout innings, did allow just 3 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts, did take a no decision in that ball game, but Rivera has allowed just 1 run over his last 11 innings of work here in the month of June. Osiris Johnson will be the man to lead off for Jupiter here in the top of the first of game two. Did not play in the opener. Right now in Daytona Beach with that cloud cover overhead, 84 degrees as we speak. 90 degrees is the real feel according to AccuWeather. 10-mile-per-hour wind gusts flag out in straightaway center, blowing from right to left. Johnson is ready in the righty batter's box. Rivera ready on the mound. The windup and our first pitch of game two is cut on and missed with a breaking ball, and we are underway at 7:36 Eastern Time. Osiris Johnson coming into the day, hitting at 228 in 53 games. The 0-1, and Johnson takes inside. It's 1-1. Johnson, 9 extra base hits, 3 homers, and 19 RBIs. The righty's 1-1. And Johnson pulls one deep down the left field line with that one curling foul. And it's one ball and two strikes. Johnson 0-for-3 in his last game on Thursday. Did have the go-ahead sacrifice fly in the sixth inning. However, that was his last appearance in that game before he was lifted. 1-2. And Johnson waits back on the breaking ball and sends it to the first base seats. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Rivera winds another 1-2, and Johnson in the air, left center field. That one's going to dunk down for a base hit. Playing it on a hop is O'Gwynn, and Osiris Johnson showing no signs of rust as he is aboard with a leadoff single to start the nightcap. One on, nobody out for Jose Salas. Salas extended his hitting streak to 15 straight games with a single in the first inning in the opener. Salas 1-for-3 in that game with one of the two runs scored. Jupiter taking the lid lifter 2-0 on a two-run first inning single by Zach Zubia. Rivera from the stretch and a bunt lay down by Salas, but it rolls foul. The third base dugout, it's no balls and one strike. Salas, including game one, 21-for-55 during this 15-game streak. A 382 1,000. The 0-1 runner goes. A swing and a miss by Salas. Throw down by Jones. High and offline. Oversliding the bag was Johnson. But Layton could not get the tag on him in time. Throw pulled him towards the first base side of the square. And Johnson has a stolen base. He's in scoring position with nobody out. Sixth swipe of the year for the Oakland, California native. Rivera rests that glove underneath his chin as he gets the sign from Jones. The 0-2 pitch, and Salas strikes out swinging. Fastball up and away. Foul tipped into the glove of Jones. First strikeout tonight for Rivera. One out in the first. And now the shortstop, Khalil Watson. Watson hitting at 228 in 54 games. 18 extra base hits, 7 homers, 32 RBIs. Man at second. Lefty batter, first pitch, and Watson golfs one to center. Allen back into his right, now jogging in several steps. He'll make the catch, and Johnson won't even try to bluff a tag from second. He'll just retreat, two out. Now it's Brady Allen. Allen hitting at 242. In 58 games, 18 extra base hits, 6 homers, 36 batted in. Allen 0-for-3 with a couple Ks in the opener. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium with some clouds overhead. And the first pitch of the righty batter misses inside for ball one. Defensive alignment behind Rivera tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwynn, Jay Allen the second, and Fidel Castro. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Stephen Layton, Tyler Callahan, and Jack Rogers, with Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate, the 1-0. And Allen takes high. It is two balls and no strikes. Allen, including game one, fires with a double and a couple RBIs. Righty's 2-0. And Allen swings late and sends it towards the Hammerhead dugout. It is 2-1. Allen, fifth round pick of the Marlins last year out of South Carolina. Was also drafted by the Yankees in the 39th round in 2018 out of George Jenkins High School in Lakeland. Javi is 2-1. And Allen, a broken bat flare. Nice play by Rogers on the forehand scoop to his right. Tries throwing to first. Rivera, did he touch the bag? Wally picked it up. How did he do that? Javi Rivera, as he was going to first base, dropped the ball, picked it up while stepping on the first base bag before Allen got there. And somehow, Daytona keeps the game tied after a half an inning. Angel Espada, who, like Cookie Dawkins, is generally very stoic in his conversations with umpires, giving an earful to Christian Argueza. But Daytona catches a break and keeps the Hammerheads off the board as Johnson had rounded third and was heading to the plate on that play. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of a half, it's Jupiter nothing and Daytona coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey...
Talking with Jeff LeCates, our wonderful TrackMan operator between innings. Two starting pitchers for Jupiter today. Not only outstanding pitchers, they've got the height to see if maybe Bethune-Cookman might recruit them to the basketball team this season. 6'6 for the starter in game one, Justin Fall. Holt Jones misses outside for ball one in the bottom of the first. He's 6'8". And he gets the start for the Hammerheads in game two. Tyler Callahan to lead off. And the 1-0 high. It is 2-0. Jones, 6'8", 235 pounds. Turned 23 back in May out of Greenwich, Connecticut. The 2-0. And Callahan misses, or that misses inside to Callahan. It is 3-0. Callahan after game one hitting at 291 in 30 games. 10 extra base hits, 3 homers, 12 batted in. 3-0. And Callahan taking all the way. Looks at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. It is 3-1. Jones, 14th-round pick of the Marlins last year out of the University of Kentucky. The 3-1. Outside ball 4, and Callahan is aboard with a leadoff walk. So much like Jupiter, Daytona puts the leadoff man on in the first inning. Sends up the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second. Allen, 0-for-3, was hit by a pitch and was caught stealing to end game one. Allen hitting 228 in 58 games. Has 15 extra base hits, 2 homers, 17 RBI. Callahan leads off of first, and Jones from the stretch hits the outside edge. It's 0-1. Numbers for Jones this season, making his fifth appearance and fourth start. 1-3, a 5.5 ERA. 21 hits in 18 innings, 9 walks, and 21 strikeouts. Runner, the ball missed cleanly by Estrada, went in and out of his mitt. And an easy stolen base for Tyler Callahan as the count is 1-1. Great break from Callahan as he picks up his ninth stolen base of the season. One away from becoming the fourth different player to reach double digits this season for Daytona. The 1-1, and Allen pulls that one, but just foul towards Daytona's bullpen. Body scattering, it is 1-2. Jones, 21 hits allowed in 18 innings, 9 walks, 21 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .288 against the tall righty so far this season. Gives his both hands close together down by his waist as he gets the sign, the 1-2. And Allen fouls it back to the screen. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Jones pitching for the first time since last Saturday. Took the loss in relief, gave up 4 unearned runs on 6 hits. Walked 1, struck out 6 in 4 2/3 innings. The 1-2, and Allen spins out of the way of a pitch inside. Tried to spin a breaking ball. It is 2-2. Two-two pitch, and Allen lines one right center field. That one's going to get down a base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Callahan. Jay on his way to second. The throw by Johnson offline, and Jay able to get around the base runner and slide in safely at second with an RBI double. 18th RBI of the year for Jay, and Daytona strikes first. They've got a 1-0 first inning lead. 12th two-bagger of the season for Jay. Ties him with Jamal for the team lead. Hustle double again from Jay. And Daytona has done what they could not accomplish against Jupiter pitching in the opener, and that is scratch across a run. Delivering in their first. Now it's Jack Rogers, the lefty swinging first baseman. And he takes up and in for ball one. Rogers in the opener was 1-for-2. Was also hit by a pitch. Rogers in Daytona hitting .326 in 26 games. 13 extra base hits, 3 homers. He's brought home 18. Jones is 1-0. And Rogers late on the heat at 94. And it's even at 1-1. Jones added to the Jupiter roster back on May the 26th. Started the season in extended spring training. Sun beginning to peek out from the third base side. The 1-1 outside. It's 2-1. Jones made 3 appearances with Jupiter last season before the end of the campaign. One of those 2 coming against Daytona on September the 10th through a scoreless inning. As Rogers late on the fastball up at 94. And the count evens at 2-2. Jones rests that Marlins colored mitt on his front left leg. Teal primary with some black along the webbing. The 2-2. Rogers chases a pitch in the dirt. The ball rolls to the right towards Jupiter's dugout, and everybody's going to be safe. Rogers safe at first. Allen advances to third on the drop third strike wild pitch, and the first 3 batters are aboard for Daytona here in game 2. Saw that happen against Daytona in the lid lifter, in which Jupiter had a man reach on a drop third strike. But it happens for Daytona now in the first. And there are men at the corners for Michelle Triana. Triana pinch hit for Fernandez in the 9th in game 1 and flied out. Hitting at .220 in 50 games. With 13 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 23 batted in. The first pitch to the lefty swinger. And Jones finds the zone with a fastball. It's 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Jones tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jorge Caballero, Osiris Johnson, and Brady Allen. The 0-1 inside. Trying to spin a breaking ball. It is 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Anahuete Santos, Khalil Watson, Jose Salas, and Zach Zubia, with Jose Estrada doing the catching behind the plate. Throw to first, and Rogers dives back safely. A run in on a base hit in this first inning. The 1-1 outside. Off-speed pitch at 84. It's 2-1. Jones, interesting background on his way to the Marlins organization. 2-1. And Triana late on the heater. Pulled his top hand off on the follow through. It's 2-2. Jones started his college career at Clemson in the ACC before transferring to Kentucky prior to last collegiate year. But he comes from a long line of athletes, does Jones. 2-2. And Triana reaches and pops one in the air to left. Out is Watson. Racing in Caballero. He'll make the catch. Allen bluffs a tag from third. Throw in cut off by Santos halfway between third and home. And Triana retired for the first out of the game. Men remain at the corners with one out for Stephen Layton. Layton, right-handed batter. 1-for-3 in the opener. In Daytona this season, hitting .241 in 29 games. With 11 extra base knocks, 3 homers, and 16 RBIs. First pitch to Layton. And he takes a fastball strike at 92. It's 0-1. But Jones's sister, Whitney, was a softball pitcher in my home state of New Jersey at Rutgers. As that one comes in and hits late. Tried to throw a pitch inside. Luckily caught the back of his elbow guard. That's why it had that sort of dull thud. But Daytona now has him loaded with one out for the left fielder Jamal O'Gwin and Glenn Dishman. Out of the first base dugout to talk with Jones, who is up to 23 pitches already with just one out in the opening inning. So a congregation on the hill. But Jones's dad, Penn, which is also Holt's legal first name, his real name, Penn Holter Jones. But his dad, Penn, was a baseball player at the man coming into the plate's alma mater at USC. His uncle, Lee Jones, also a ball player at USC. And his dad, or his grandfather, Gordon, played at USC as well, was the leadoff batter on the 1948 Trojan team that defeated the Yale Bulldogs, led by first baseman and future president George H.W. Bush for the national championship in 1948. As O'Gwin takes a first pitch strike, it's 0-1. Jamal in game one, 0-for-3 with a strikeout, hitting .252 in 47 games. 14 extra base hits, 2 homers, 21 RBIs. Corners in, middle infield back. And O'Gwin takes outside. It's 1-1. Righty has sprung up down the right field line for Jupiter. With Jones's pitch count running high here in the first. That is Luarbert Arias. The 1-1. And O'Gwin takes high. Count now 2 balls and 1 strike. How about that? Holt's grandfather, Gordon, defeating George Bush Sr., George H.W. Bush, for the baseball national title in 48. As O'Gwin brushed back high and tight, and Jones now in danger of walking in a run. But his grandfather also played 11 years in the majors as a right-hander, Gordon Jones did, with the Cardinals, the Giants, the Orioles, the A's, the Colt 45s, which then became the Astros. The 3-1. O'Gwin, a hard ground ball to short. Through the legs of Watson. Kicks behind him, and he won't get anybody. Everybody safe as Daytona takes a 2-0 lead on the E6. O'Gwin will get an RBI because you can't assume the double play. That'll be his 22nd ribby of the year. And Daytona has a 2-0 advantage. Still only one out for the catcher, Hayden Jones. Watson, maybe a little bit preemptive. I was thinking about the move he was going to make before he made it. As Hayden Jones takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Jones, left-handed batter. Coming into the night, hitting at .235 in 33 games. 8 extra base hits, 3 homers, 13 batted in. Bases remain loaded as Jones snaps a breaking ball in for a strike, it's 0-2. But not only it was Holt's grandfather a longtime big leaguer, but his great-grandfather, also named Gordon, played 7 years in the minors. As Jones fouls it aside, it stays 0-2. Played 7 years in the minors from 1921 to 23, in 1925, and then in 1928 to 30, before serving over 30 years as a scout with the Yankees. Seemingly, if the years add up, right at the height of their powers, as Jones checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says the base umpire Argueza. It is 1-2. That was the 32nd pitch in this inning for Jones. But the ultimate kicker is Holt played last year at the University of Kentucky in Lexington. His sixth great-grandfather, William McConnell, the 1-2, up and away, 2-2. Holt's sixth great-grandfather, William McConnell, was the founder of Lexington, Kentucky in 1775. How about that for your ultimate nugget? Courtesy of the University of Kentucky Athletics website. As Jones swings away and pops it in the air, shallow center field, Watson calling for it, infield fly rule in effect, and Watson makes the catch away from his body to his left for the second out. So bases stay full, two out now for the eighth man to bat in the inning and Fidel Castro. And with Jones up at 34 pitches here in the first, Angel Espada quickly out of the dugout. Going to talk to the 6'8 right-hander, but Arias beginning. And Jupiter will indeed make a call to the bullpen as Jones' pitch count a little too precariously high here in the first. Bases stay full, two out, Daytona a 2-0 lead. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The new arm in the game for Jupiter with the bases loaded and two out in the bottom of the first inning. Holt Jones's day done after two-thirds of an inning, was up at 34 pitches in the first. Thus the decision to make a call by Angel Espada. Arias, 6'1", 223 pounds, 21 years old from Maracay, Venezuela, signed by the Marlins as a free agent back in 2021. Arias, 15th appearance, 1-0, a 2.96 ERA, 14 hits, and 24 in a third innings, 13 walks and 31 strikes. He takes a strike on the inner half, it's 0-1. Castro did not play in the opener, hitting a .184 in 15 games, 7 for 38. A double, 3 homers, 7 RBI. Rogers at third, Layton at second, O'Gwynn at first, and Castro over the top of a breaking ball. And Arias quickly ahead, 0-2. Sun continuing to set off to our left as we reach the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from the Jack. Daytona a 2-0 lead. The 0-2 pitch, and Castro sends it foul. And we'll do it again. Daytona a couple runs in on an RBI double by Jay Allen. And a run-scoring error off the bat of Jamal O'Gwynn, the 0-2. And Castro fouls another one back. Luis Chevalier Waiting on deck for Daytona, he'd be the ninth man to bat in the inning. Roddy fires, and Castro sends another one out of play. Stays at 0-2. Next pitch will be the sixth of this at-bat. Roddy works from the first base side, another 0-2, and Castro swings and misses for strike three. Ball picked up by Estrada and steps on home to complete the K and end the inning. But Daytona strikes for two runs on one hit, one error, and the bases left loaded at the end of one. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday Thursday at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, Daytona a 2-0 lead. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Hammerheads, Luis Zubia and Caballero. Only three due up in the frame. Luis, switch hitter, batting left-handed, will lead off. And the first pitch from Javi is outside for ball one. Luis in the opener, 0-2 with a walk. Hitting 274 in 34 games, the 1-0 inside. Down by the knees, it's 2-0. Luis, 9 extra base hits, 2 homers, 16 batted in. Third baseman Triana in and off the line, the 2-0. And Luis pulls his head out early on the fastball at 91. And the count 2-1. Daytona in game 2 wearing the dark green alternate uniforms. Tortugas arched across the chest in white. The 2-1. This is the outside corner, not by much. Count now 3-1. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border on that green top. White pants down to the ankles for Javi. 3-1. And Lewis fouls it straight back. It's a full count. White and black Adidas cleats for Rivera. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front with Sheldon through the middle wielding a bat. The payoff pitch, and Lewis pops it in the air, left-hand side, Triana over to give a look, but this one out of play. And it stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dimensions here at the Jack, for those who have never been, it is 317 to the left field pole, 400 out to straightaway center, and 325 down the line in right. Payoff pitch again, low for ball four. So Ian Lewis aboard with the leadoff walk and the second straight inning in which the Hammerheads have put the leadoff man aboard. Now it's Zach Zubia, was the hero for Jupiter in game one. The go-ahead two-run single in the first ended up being the only runs of the game. Zubia, 2-for-3 in that one with a strikeout and the two RBIs, hitting at 230 in 55 games. Rivera from the stretch at the letters at 92, 0-1. Zubia, 8 doubles, 4 homers, 19 RBI. So far this campaign out of the University of Texas. Lewis leads off first. Now the 0-1. That one yanked outside. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Zubia, one of the oldest members of last year's draft class, was one of the players that Baseball America picked as one of the most underrated selections by the Marlins last year. The 1-1. Zubia pops it in the air, right side. Callahan and Castro over, but that one well out of play and on the roof of the visiting clubhouse. It is 1-2. Played in a very pitcher-friendly ballpark at Texas at Dish Falk Field. His old college teammate Ivan Melendez the other day became the first Longhorn ever to win the Golden Spikes Award. 1-2. Zubia in the air to left. Got this one off the end of the bat coming on O'Gwynn. And he'll get there to make the catch by the Bill on that green lid for the first out of the second inning. Here's Jorge Caballero. Caballero, 1-for-3 in game one with a couple of strikeouts. Hitting .268 in 42 games. 7 extra base hits. He's left the park 3 times, has brought home 11. 1-on, 1-out. And the first pitch from Rivera buried in the dirt, down and away. It is 1-0. Javi played a lot of infield in his high school days. Predominantly was a third baseman at Freedom High School in Orlando. Not far away from here at the Jack. 1-0. That one outside. Jones throws behind the runner at first, not in time. Lewis back safely. It is 2-0. Rivera pulled this season, making his 8th start of the season tonight. 1-2, a 1.86 ERA as a starter this season. As this one pulled on the ground but will roll foul. Was hugging the chalk line before it kicked left. And the count 2-1. He's given up just 18 hits in 29 innings as a starter with 4 walks and 30 strikeouts. Coming into play today is ERA as a reliever, about 5.3. And we've seen some types of volatile splits between starting and relieving for some of the tandem guys we've seen from Daytona this year. 2-1. And Caballero laces one to right field. Coming on, Castro can't get there. Plays on a hop, throws to second, and they get the runner. Lewis had to hold up to make sure that ball would bounce, and Castro was able to pick it up on a hop and fire a rocket over to Layton, covering the second base bag. The old-fashioned 9-6 fielder's choice for the second out of the second inning. You feel bad for Lewis. There really wasn't much else he could do other than do exactly what he did. The only thing he might have been able to do better was maybe get a better read at the last second and get a better jump after going halfway. So 1-on, 2-out, and Jose Estrada fouls that one back. It is 0-1. Estrada did not play in the opener. Last appeared on Thursday, was 0-for-2 with a walk and a sacrifice fly. Hitting .171 in 10 games, 6-for-35. No extra base hits and 2 RBI. Also had a stint in the Florida Complex League this year, the 0-1, and Estrada tied into a pretzel. On the pitch inside, it is 0-2. Off speed from Rivera there at 84. Right arm dangling at Javi's side as he gets the sign. Now the 0-2. And Estrada late, but grabs a piece to stay in there. Since coming back from the FCL on June 16th, 3-for-18 at the plate with a couple of RBIs. Originally signed by the Angels, traded to Miami in January of 2020. The 0-2. Estrada thought about it. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Argueza. It's a ball and 2 strikes. 1-on, 2-out. Top of the second, Daytona a 2-0 lead. Sun continuing to set, not quite obstructed by the buildings on Beach Street yet. 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. Sliding pick by Jones. To his right, it's even at 2-2. Anahuete Santos, switch hitting third baseman, is on deck. Righty ready above the belt. The 2-2 pitch got him swinging. Fastball up at 94. Second strikeout tonight for Javi. And he works out of trouble in the second. No runs, no hits, one left. At the end of one and a half, still 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Luis Chevalier was the only Tortuga not to bat in the bottom of the first. He'll face Larbert Arias here to begin the bottom of the second. And the switch hitter batting lefty takes a called strike at 94. It is 0-1. Chevalier added to the roster from the Complex League on Thursday. As he takes down and in, it's 1-1. Chevalier came into that ballgame on Thursday after Jay Allen was ejected for arguing balls and strikes in the first. He takes a called strike. It's 1-2. Was 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Played left field, serving as the DH tonight. A 1-2 from Arias. And tried to hold up to Chevalier, but could not. On the pitch down and in. And Arias has the strikeout. He's whiffed the first two men he's faced tonight. One away in the second inning brings up the second baseman, Tyler Callahan. Walked, stole a base, and scored on the Allen double in the first. Over. Temperature has dipped down to 83 after a humid afternoon. As Cali takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Final line for Jupiter's starter, Holt Jones Jr. tonight. The 0-1. Callahan fouls it away, 0-2. Two-thirds of an inning, two runs both earned on one hit. Walked one, struck out one. Charged with a wild pitch and a hit batter. 34 pitches, 18 strikes. Arias, the 0-2. And that one bouncing. It is 1-2. Jupiter here in game two wearing the road grays. Jupiter across the chest in black. Black piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Black numerals on the back with an orange border. 1-2. Callahan skies one to left. In and towards the line is Caballero to his right, and from fair into foul ground makes the play for the second out. Two up, two down for Arias in the second. And now the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second. Doubled home a run and scored a run in that first inning. time called. Estrada out to the mound to discuss things ever so briefly with Arias. Arias pitching for the first time since Saturday against Dunedin. Ending in a third scoreless relief. Retired all four batters he faced in the 1-0. Out of the first pitch to Allen, a called strike. Manual scoreboard out and left had not updated yet. It is 0-1. Arias has not allowed a run in each of his last six appearances. The 1-1. And Allen can't hold up. It's actually 0-2. There is no ball, unlike what the scoreboard says in left. Given up a run since May 15th as Allen takes outside. Now it is a ball and two strikes. Arias gave up three runs, two earned on one hit in three innings against Daytona back on May the 5th as Allen fouls it away. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Base is empty, two out. 2-0 Daytona in charge. The 2-2. And Allen fights one in the air to right. Back in to his right is Allen. He's got space and he'll make the catch for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona against the right-hander Arias in the second. We are through two innings. 2-0 Daytona here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172. Or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Javi Rivera back to the mound as we head to the top of the third here in game two. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Hammerheads. Anahuete Santos set to lead off. And the first pitch from Rivera is outside for ball one. Santos, Johnson, and Salas. Three set to bat in the inning. Santos did not play in game one. 1-0. Missing maybe a little bit down. Looked like it caught the corner. It is 2-0. Santos hitting 219 in 33 games, 23 for 105. Seven extra base hits, none of them homers, as he swings and misses at the fastball. It is 2-1. 15 RBIs for Santos entering play here on Saturday. 2-1. That one up and away. It is three balls and a strike. The 3-1 on the outside corner. And the count runs full at 3-2. Was an amazing scene in Atlanta last night. Freddie Freeman making his return to Truist Park after signing with the Dodgers in the offseason. The payoff pitch. And Santos swings and misses for strike three. Fastball in. And Rivera tires the leadoff man. Third strikeout tonight for Javi. One out in the third. for the center fielder, Osiris Johnson. Johnson singled to left, stole a base, was stranded at second in the first. But there were a lot of tears shed by Freeman throughout the course of yesterday as this one pulled on the ground past the diving glove of Triana to his right and down the left field line. Bouncing off the wall, picked up there by O'Gwynn. And Johnson loses his helmet and chugs into second with a one-out double. The sizzling two-bagger, he is two for two tonight, his seventh two-base hit of the season. And now the second baseman, Jose Salas, struck out his first time 0 for 1. Freeman, when he walked into the interview room for the first time at Truist Park, took a deep breath, turned away from the cameras, actually needed a couple seconds to gather himself emotionally and mentally. Is that outside for ball one? Signed a six-year, $162 million contract with the Dodgers. But Freeman has never, as the 1-0 comes and Salas fouls it back, it's 1-1, has never minced words about how much the Braves organization and the city of Atlanta has meant to him. And he said yesterday, "I always told you guys how much I love the Braves, the city." Hunter leads off second, the 1-1. And this one reached for and fouled aside, 1-2. Said, "I thought I loved this city and this organization a lot, but if I can tell you how much I truly do love this organization and this city, I don't even know how I'm going to get through this weekend, guys, if I'm being honest." But still signing for Braves fans and fans of all kinds about an hour before first pitch on Friday as Salas can't connect on the high cheese for strike three. Second time Rivera has dispatched Salas here in game two. Fourth strikeout for Javi, two out in the third for the shortstop Khalil Watson. Flied out to center 0 for 1. Spent 20 minutes signing for Braves fans and they played a video tribute on their big video board in center. Then, of course, the Braves had to give him his World Series championship ring as this one hit sharply on a bounce to second. Fielded to his left by time to end the inning. But an awesome scene in Atlanta earlier yesterday. And Freddie Freeman getting his well-deserved standing O among his return to Atlanta. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of two and a half, still 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. Purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today. Give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Jack Rogers to lead off for Daytona. Larbert Arias out for his second full inning of relief. And the first pitch fouled into the glove of Estrada. It is 0-1. Rogers reached on a drop third strike wild pitch back in the first. The 0-1. This is outside. And the count, one ball and one strike. Rogers, Triana, Layton, if anybody reaches, O'Gwynn, and then Jones. 1-1. And Rogers takes up and away. Count moves to 2-1. Take a look around the FSL as we continue on during this Saturday evening, nearing the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, the 2-1. Rogers, a big bouncing ball to second. Fielded on a hop there by Osiris Johnson, who has come into the game at second base. Jose Salas is now at shortstop. And it looks like Khalil Watson has come out of this ballgame. That caught me off guard. Saw a guy with dreads going after that baseball. That's not Jose Salas. As Michelle Triana grounds it foul up the first baseline, it's 0-1. So Johnson is now at second. Salas moves from second to short. And I haven't seen a name or a number out there in center, but would imagine that is Javion Cody. As Triana takes high, it is 1-1. 1-1, and Triana out of play to the left. And it's now one ball and two strikes. Here is the 1-2, and Triana in the air, center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Firing back in is indeed Javion Cody in center field. And Triana aboard with a one-out single. He's 1-for-2 today. So, try and reset everything for you. As here is Stephen Layton with one on and one out. Runner goes on the first pitch, swing and a miss by Layton. The throw down is second in plenty of time. And Johnson picks it up on a bounce, applies the tag. And Triana caught stealing 2-4. For the second out here in the third inning. So Salas now at short. As here is the 0-1. Outside it is 1-1. Johnson moving from center field to second base. And Javion Cody will come in third in the lineup. Now playing in center field as Layton swings and misses. And the count is one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, and Layton fouls it away. Layton hit by a pitch. Stranded at second in the first. Time called at home plate. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from the Jack. Daytona, two runs in the first. They lead 2-0. The 1-2, and Layton lunges for that pitch away and grabs a piece to stay in there. Looking at the FSL scoreboard tonight, Fort Myers and Lakeland rained out for the second straight day. They'll try and play two tomorrow, starting at 11:30. The 1-2, outside. In the dirt, it's two balls and two strikes. Clearwater and Tampa playing a doubleheader. Tampa taking game one 5-4. They score two in the bottom of the ninth. Extra innings to win it. As Layton pops this one high in the air, back behind the plate. Estrada ditches the mask, standing to the right of the Tortugas logo. Makes the catch towards the first base side to end the inning. Daytona gets a one-out single, 10 the minimum to the plate. We are through three, still 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today.
at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
And 6-2 up for Jupiter in the top of the fourth inning. Daytona a 2-0 lead. Allen, Lewis, Zubia the 3 set to bat. Jupiter no runs. 2 hits, 1 error. They have left 3 tonight. Daytona on the other side of the coin. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors. They have also left 3. Allen grounded out his first time in the first pitch from Javi. This is inside for ball 1. Continuing our look around the FSL here as we move to the fourth. 1-0. There is a curveball across for a strike at 75. It's 1-1. Mentioned Clearwater and Tampa ending. And a walk-off in their game one as Rivera clips the outside edge. It's 1-2. Game-tying double from Grant Richardson in the bottom of the ninth, and he scored the winning run on a wild pitch. Top of the sixth in game two out in Tampa right now. Tarpon's an 8-0 lead on Clearwater. 1-2 pitch. Allen can't hold up on the curveball for strike 3. Picked up by Jones. Tag applied to complete the strikeout. And Allen retired for the first out in the fourth. Fifth K today for Javi. And now it is the second baseman, or actually the DH here. In game two, Ian Lewis walked and was erased on a fielder's choice, 0-1. Tampa with 3 home runs in game two. Benjamin Cowles, solo shot his 6th. Grant Richardson, a solo shot his 6th as well. This one foul behind the plate, 0-1. Also got a 2-run home run in that inning from Madison Santos. Tarpon's the only team in the league Daytona has yet to face this season. The 0-1. Now on low. And the count evens at 1-1. Bradenton and Dunedin playing a doubleheader. Marauder is taking the lid lifter 2-1. They scored a couple runs in the top of the 7th to take the lead. As Lewis out in front of the fastball at 92. It's a ball at 2 strikes. Anthony Kay made a rehab start for the Blue Jays, threw 2 scoreless, struck out 3. Former St. Lucie Met coming up. 2-2. Lewis reaches and grounds one off the end of the bat to second. Callahan, to his left overhand throw to Rogers in time for the second out. 2 up, 2 down for Javi in the fourth inning. And that brings up the first baseman, Zach Zubia, flied out to left his first trip. Game two in that Dunedin-Bradenton series right now in the top of the fifth inning. Blue Jays a 1-0 lead on an Adriel Sotolongo RBI single. Dion Santos still on the hill for the Blue Jays. Marauders into their bullpen as Zubia looks at a called strike. It's 0-1. 0-1. And Zubia tries to hold up. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Arguez of the base umpire. And Javi quickly ahead 0-2. Tanner Cooper starting to throw in Daytona's left field bullpen. Only one other game going on. That is in Palm Beach. Cardinals a 5-2 lead on the Mets. in the top of the sixth. The 0-2. Now on low. And it's one ball and two strikes. That game was delayed for about an hour due to weather. A couple hours south of us here. 1-2 pitch. And Zubia fouls it off the handle. Heads to the right, remains at 1-2. Base is empty, two out, top of the fourth. Daytona, a 2-0 lead here in game two of our doubleheader. Jupiter took the opener by the same score, 2-0. 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Javi Rivera paints the outside edge at 94. Rivera with a couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 fourth inning. He has struck out six through four. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Daytona still in front by a pair here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Season, but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Daytona a 2-0 lead. Jamal O'Gwin, Hayden Jones, Fidel Castro, the three due up in the frame. As O'Gwin takes a pitch outside, and the count is 1-1. Justin Rock joined here alongside co-owner of your Daytona Tortugas. That is Bob Frigol. As O'Gwin swings and misses, it's 1-2. Bob, how's everything going so far tonight?
Good to be back in the booth with the ace, the Rock.
That's a new nickname. I've gotten a lot of nicknames in the past. That's never definitely new on the list. 1-2. And O'Gwin in the air, left center field, in and to his right is Cody, sliding feet first, in and out of his glove. O'Gwin now breaking to second base as the ball rolls into left, throw in, not in time. We'll see how this one is scored, and it'll be a double for Jamal O'Gwin. Not an easy play at all for Cody, coming in and to his right, had it in his mitt, and I don't know if it came out when the glove hit the turf, or maybe on the slide his foot collided with the mitt, and that jarred it loose.
And that ball was slicing, and that was a tough ball.
That was not an easy play. The
wind's blowing right to left.
Wait, it's whipping right now. Looks like the American flag out in support.
Yeah.
Here is Hayden Jones. Infield fly rule pop up his first time. Throw to second. And O'Gwin back safely. But you've been in town since Thursday. Bob, how's this trip been so far?
Wet. yeah. Delay on Thursday. Rained out last night. We got a beautiful day tonight at the ballpark here, so that helps finish the trip on a positive note.
That one fouled out of play to the left. The count 0-1 on Hayden. But you had some friends up here in the booth thus on Thursday night.
Yeah, this year every single weekend I'm going to be in Daytona, I've got friends visiting, which is wonderful.
The 0-1, and Jones fooled on the breaking ball.
taking me
down
eight seasons to get the word out to my friend network that this is a pretty good gig for the weekend.
You know, it's special for us just as employees here to be able to bring friends and family to the experience. As the 0-2 off the end of the bat, out of play 0-2. But as a co-owner, it's got to be super special for you to be able to bring friends and family down here to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
It really is. You know, I'm so passionate about the whole scene down here, and to be able to share that with friends in many cases who I haven't seen in 30 years or 40 years is really special.
0-2 hit in the air, left center field, long run back into his right for Cody. He won't get there. One hopping off the Holiday Inn Resort signage. O'Quinn rounds third, he'll score. It's a ribby double for Hayden Jones, and Daytona takes a 3-0 fourth inning lead.
That ball was a rocket, and I think it had a chance to go out. Just fell a few feet short.
He'll have to settle for his sixth double, his 14th RBI. And Hayden Jones and Jamal O'Gwin doing big things once again, back-to-back. 96 miles an hour off the bat. And with a lefty coming up and a lefty throwing in the right field bullpen, Angel Espada has come after 42 pitchers. Larbert Arias's day has come to a close. We'll step aside for a moment when we come back. Bob and I will be back. Get you the info on the new arm. Daytona has a run in. They lead 3-0. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, game two of our doubleheader on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Justin Rock joined alongside co-owner Bob Fregold. Daytona has a run in here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hayden Jones and Jamal O'Gwin with consecutive doubles have extended the lead at 2-3-zip. Fidel Castro, the new batter against the new arm, Jake Schran, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. From a place that Bob knows very well, a little town called Cincinnati, Ohio. As a pitch clock violation called on Schran before he even throws his first toss. And so Castro has a 1-0 count. That's been one of the funny things so far this season. I love the kid because he has such a great sense of humor and awareness about it. But did you ever expect Fidel Castro to be playing baseball for the Tortugas?
No.
And when you bought the team, as that one fouled out of play, it's 1-1.
No, that's a real treat. And I have to admit, when I was here over Memorial Day, I asked for his autograph on a baseball, and it's sitting between Joe Morgan and Johnny Bench on my shelf in my office.
I love to see that kind of fun as Castro swings and misses. It's 1-2. And I will say, you know, at the beginning you're wondering how it would be received by fans home and on the road, but particularly here at home in Daytona, the fans have really gotten behind him, which I love to see.
Mm-hmm.
1-2 pitch driven out towards the left field side. It remains 1-2. We were talking about before having a lot of friends have a chance to come down this year. to experience the joy of Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And I'm sure a part of the pitch has been not only getting them to come down this year, but in the consecutive years to come as more changes and more new things come to this facility. 1-2, up and away, 2-2.
Well, that's right, Justin. I mean, the next 2 to 3 years are going to be very exciting here at the Jack. We're working with the city on plans, designs for new player development facilities, new community assets and fan assets here at the ballpark. So while the core won't change 3 years from now, this isn't going to be your grandfather's Oldsmobile.
That one outside, it's a full count. I think that's one of the lucky things about the situation is that a lot of the changes that are going to be made or need to be made will not impact the historical integrity of this ballpark, which it's going to end up, I feel like, being the best of both worlds. I'm sure you agree, as Castro lines that one over the bleachers.
Yeah, I surely do. And in fact, the early concept work is not, it started out as let's protect the history. Now it's let's enhance the history. And I think that's a really subtle but important change in the way you think about protecting the heritage of Jackie Robinson, the ballpark. We're going to build on it.
As Castro takes one up and in for a called strike three. He thought it was ball four. But Schrand punches him out on an offering high and tight. And he picks up a strikeout for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Man at second, one away. And now it is the designated hitter, Luis Chevalier. Great crowd on hand here on this Saturday night. 1,700-night doubleheader. Fanny pack giveaway to the first 500 fans. First pitch to Chevalier, and this one fouled off his leg. It is 0-1. I think that's a really important point we just made, Bob. Talk about enhancing the history of Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Without giving away too much detail, is there any way you can expand on how the idea might be to enhance it here?
Yeah.
0-1. Did he go? No, he did not. Pitch down and in, 1-1.
So when you come into the ballpark, you know, 80-90% of the people come in through the Magnolia entrance or the east entrance over by the courthouse. And you think about how far you have to walk before you see the field. You have to almost get into your seat. So is there a way?
That pitch outside, it is 2-1.
As we design new facilities and new social spaces to open it up past the grandstand, past the bleachers, to where you're engaged in the park early. You feel like you're at a, or you're looking across from old Daytona, and not only you see a wall, you see the park. These are the kind of architectural challenges that I think are that presented by something like this, and that the designers and creators are tackling. That's one way. So you keep the old grandstand, you keep, you know, the manual scoreboard, but you open it up and you let people, as they're driving by on Orange Avenue, feel like they're part of the park.
I think that's a great point. As Chevalier, a hard ground ball, diving play to his left by Johnson, knocks it down but has no play anywhere. First Tortuga base hit for Luis Chevalier. And Daytona with runners at the corners and one out. Back to the top of the order in Tyler Callahan. You're talking about it's not your father's Oldsmobile. Maybe it's his father's Chevrolet.
Now, by the way, I used to love, I'm not disparaging grandpas or Oldsmobiles, but I think there's this, you know, there's a way to think differently about this beautiful asset. You even think about the Orange Street opening, the entrance. You know, the demographics are the population's growing, going to grow here in the old town of Daytona. Well, kind of today it's almost like a don't come into this gate, you know. You can't even see Jackie Robinson's statue, for Pete's sake.
This one, a sharp ground ball to short, could be two. Picked up there by Salas. Quickly steps on second as the ball was hit adjacent to the bag. Steps on the square and throws to first, and Tyler Callahan hit it hard. But a 6-4 three-double play forces Daytona to settle for one in the fourth. Bob will be back. We come back for the top of the fifth inning. Daytona a 3-0 lead here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single. Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth inning, call to the bullpen for Daytona. They bring in the right-hander Tanner Cooper. Take over for Javi Rivera. Cooper standing at 6'2", 217 pounds. 22 years old from Farmington, Connecticut. And the first pitch of the inning to Jorge Caballero. Fouled off. It is 0-1. Daytona a 3-0 lead. Cooper, the new arm, making his 13th appearance, 6th in relief. This one fouled away 0-2. 3-1, a 3.67 ERA. Justin Rock joined alongside one of the co-owners of your Tortugas. That is Bob Fragol. Bob been in town this weekend. We'll come back again at the, at the end of July.
Yeah.
Because that one fouled away 0-2. It's a pretty quick turnaround for the next homestand on July 4th.
Every month. Be back on July 21 through Sunday.
The 0-2 pitch outside. It is 1-2.
And then on Monday of that following week, I'll represent the Tortugas at the annual Summer Major League Baseball affiliate meeting, which is a thrill and a half, I have to say.
Fouled away 1-2. What has that experience been like for you so far the last couple of years?
It's like the last 8 years. I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store. You know, be in New York and Major League Baseball headquarters.
1-2, swung on and missed. Got him for strike three. Cooper starts the fifth with a strikeout.
You know, see all these people that you read about in the newspaper or see on TV and just kind of pinch yourself. And very proud to have the Tortugas logo on my name, tag in the on the table.
It's amazing how far the Tortugas brand goes. And I will say this, one of the cool things about traveling on the road in this league is that outside of Estrada a little bit. But I was having a conversation with a fan the other night. I don't know if there's another fan base in this league. It feels like every time we go somewhere on the road, that one fouled away to the right, 1-1. I see someone I recognize wearing a Tortugas hat at a game and somebody I don't recognize wearing Tortugas gear at a game. And I'm sure you see that all around. It's amazing.
Well, it's true. In Cincinnati, I wear, I go to maybe 25 Reds games a year, and I'm always wearing Tortuga swag. And expected, 5 years ago, nobody really knew us.
1-2 out of play to the right, stays at a ball and two strikes.
Every single game I'm at, somebody's saying, "Shell yeah," or "Go Tortugas." It's funny because the Dodgers were in, and I wore the white. That ball was outside, way outside for a ball. I wore my white number 9 Jackie Robinson jersey with the Dodgers script when the Dodgers were in town.
This one hit sharply through the hole between third and short, a base hit. Jose Estrada aboard with a one-out single. One on, one out in a 3-0 game. Brings up the switch hitting third baseman, Anahuete Santos.
Anyway, I'm walking through the stadium, and some Reds fan shouted out something about me being a Dodger fan because they I had to stop and hold my jersey up and say, Tortugas.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Pitch to Santos. Scalded out towards the Halifax River to the left. It is 0-1.
But, you know, we have a reputation in not only the Florida State League, but around baseball for having an amazing fan base, passionate, knowledgeable fans. I've said this over the years. And it's, you know, it's always a joy to be part of that, try to rep the brand wherever I go.
The 0-1. Now one high, 1-1. It's particularly fun, and I'm sure it's the same way for you. We see friends at the different things, and a lot of times it can be totally, they have no idea you have any affiliation to that team. Like, oh, this logo is really cool. It's like, yeah, I work there.
Yeah. Well, that's why I encourage people, you know, to bring a friend to the ballpark. I send a note out to 40, 50 of my friends every year saying, here's my calendar. Here's when I'm going to be in Daytona for the next year. Please visit. And word of mouth just gets going, and people then come down here, have an amazing experience at the Jack, and they come back. So I think it's an interesting challenge for all of us to bring a friend to the Jack, because once they come, they'll never not come back. Ooh, there's some kind of rhyming thing going on there.
There's probably a marketing ploy somewhere. Somewhere we can find in there. That's beautiful. 2-2 on Santos, 1-1, 1-out. Here in the top of the fifth inning in this 7-inning game. 2-2. And he got him swinging. Poured the fastball by him at 92 inside. Foul tip into the glove of Jones. And they're two away here in the fifth inning. And a large part, I feel, of the reason why is the people here in Daytona Beach. I sent out a tweet earlier in the week. There's nothing about any news. It was just an appreciation for our entire front office staff, our ownership, our game day staff, our players, our coaches, our support staff on and off the field. That one missing down and away to Osiris Johnson, 1-0. And having those kind of great people around you on a day-in, day-out basis not only makes everyone enjoy coming to the office, both on and off the field, as a swing and a miss, it's 1-1, but it makes fans want to come back out because it's a friendly atmosphere every time.
Yeah, no doubt. I was walking down the third base side tonight and saw a new usher I'd never met before. I went up and introduced myself, and he could not – I think he's only been around a week. He couldn't stop talking about the atmosphere here. And now the Tugas family, how great the staff was, how the fans. I took a selfie with him. I'm looking at it right here. Mike Proudfoot.
It's a great last name.
It was an awesome name. And, yeah.
1-2 up and in, 2-2. Snap throw behind the runner at first, not in time.
So, yeah, and you know, we've had a long history here of baseball in Daytona. Really excited about the next 100 years, and that all of us, fans, staff, team, are all part of.
2-2, poked in the air to left. Back into his right is O'Gwynn, now squares his shoulders towards home, and right on the lip of the warning track makes the catch to end the inning.
But I just finished that thought. I mean, we've got a lot of baseball in the coming years here, and it's fun to be part of that team.
Absolutely. Bob will stay on for another half inning. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, Daytona, 3-0 lead.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and, of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to Daytona Information.
Bottom of the fifth inning, top of the 9 o'clock hour. Justin Rock joined alongside the co-owner of your Tortugas. That is Bob for goal. 2-3-4 due up, and Jay Allen attacks the first pitch and fouls it towards the first base grandstand. And the count 0-1. Jay 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a run scored tonight. Jake Schrand out for his first full inning of relief as Daytona holds a 3-0 lead. Bob in town, part of a fun weekend here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark at Pride Night on Thursday. The 0-1 is a strike at the knees, 0-2. Unfortunately, last night's game rained out. But one of the cool moments, and we're talking about the atmosphere and the people around Jackie Robinson Ballpark. There was a man who covers minor league baseball. This one, a hard ground ball, fielded on a hop to the right by Santos, gets to his feet, throw to first. And they just get Allen for the first out. A guy by the name of James Christopher Jedzik, who hosts the Let's Get To podcast covering different minor league baseball teams, came out last night, filmed all around the ballpark, and even though there was no game last night, was talking to me and the young professor before he left and talked about what an amazing time he had, even though there wasn't a single pitch thrown.
Was he able to stick around for tonight?
Unfortunately, was not able to stick around for tonight, but filmed a whole bunch of stuff. He said he got all the footage he could possibly need. Jack Rogers 1-0. But to hear someone say that on a game, on a day that there wasn't even a game played, is always a wonderful feeling. I'm sure it's a great feeling for you as an owner.
Well, of course it is. And, you know, as we've talked ad nauseum, we've got a special thing here. And we've got a 10-year license agreement now, of course, with the Cincinnati Reds. We're going to continue to improve things, and someday, my dream is to host a Major League Baseball game here.
1-1. That one up and away, 2-1. And it feels like that's more attainable now than it was maybe a couple years ago with the Field of Dreams game now in Iowa. And there have been different ideas for barnstorming in different parts of the world with Major League Baseball. 2-1 hit in the air. Left field. Out is the shortstop, Salas, in the left fielder, Caballero. Salas calls for it and reaches out into the sky to make the catch, backpedaling for the out, two down.
Yeah, I think, you know, baseball is taking the show on the road more. The Reds play the Cubs this summer in Davenport, Iowa. I guess it's in August, second week in August or so.
But there would be something special about a Dodgers and Reds game,
wouldn't it?
In this ballpark, as Triana swings and hits a ground ball to first, backhanded by Zubia to his right, overhand shovel to Schrand to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the fifth. Bob, do you want to stick around? Are you heading back down?
I'm going to head down.
Well, Bob will head downstairs. Check out the final, hopefully, inning and a half here tonight. We head to the sixth. Daytona, a 3-0 lead on the Tortugas.
Thanks, everybody.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Having our co-owner Bob Fregol on with us for the last inning plus. Top of the sixth inning, Tanner Cooper back to work for Daytona. Salas, Cody, and Allen. 2-3 and 4 due up in the Hammerhead lineup. Salas 0 for 2 with a couple of Ks against Javi Rivera. And Cooper bounces the first pitch. It is 1 and 0. Jupiter, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They have left 4 tonight. Daytona, 3 runs on 5 hits. No errors, they have left 4. 1-0, Salas, Tomahawks 1, foul wide of first. And it's picked up by Rogers, a foul ball. It's 1-1. Let's take a look around the Reds affiliates here late in this sixth inning. Everybody in progress as we are past the top of the 9 o'clock hour as this one off the hands. In the air, third base side, Jones and Triana over, but this one will carry about 3 rows back. Into the middle bleachers, it is 1-2. Reds in San Francisco for the sixth inning, San Francisco a 6-1 lead. Evan Longoria, Tyro Estrada, and Jock Peterson have all homered for the Giants. Now the 1-2. Anthony's got him looking. Salas down on strikes for the third time here in game two. And Cooper picks up the K to begin the top half of the sixth inning. Second, or rather third, strikeout already for Tanner. One away in the sixth for the center fielder, Javion Cody. Came on for Khalil Watson back in the bottom of the third. And the first pitch to him nearly grazes his jersey. Up by the Hammerhead word mark, it is 1-0. Cody, in game one today, was 0-3. Hitting .243 in 35 games. A homer, 10 RBIs, as this one line to the left of Triana, a base hit. Javion Cody with a one-out single. And the Hammerheads, one on, one out in the sixth. For the right fielder, Brady Allen. Final line for Daytona's starter. Javi Rivera tonight, hadn't got that to you yet. Rivera, 4 innings, no runs on 2 hits, a walk and 6 Ks. 59 pitches and 40 strikes. Also get you the final line for Arias. As Allen fouls that one to the screen, it's 0-1. Arias, for being relieved by Jake Schran, 2 1/3 innings. 1 run on 3 hits, no walks, 2 Ks. 41 pitches, 32 strikes. Allen 0-2. Struck out his last time. Long pause, the 0-1. And that one misses down and away. It is 1-1. Jonathan India, Albert Almora Jr., Nick Senzel, the 3 Daytona alumni in the Reds lineup. Jared Solomon, another Daytona alum, has come on in relief as this one fouled off the hands. Towards the first base grandstand, it is 1-2. Louisville at home against the Iowa Cubs. They lead 2-1, headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. Former Tortuga T.J. Friedel with a solo home run, his fifth of the year. Jose Barrero has an RBI single. A swing and a miss, got him. Off speed away at 80. Fourth strikeout tonight for Tanner. Two out in the sixth for the designated hitter, Ian Lewis. Lewis has walked and grounded out. here in game two. That adds up to 0 for 1. Switch hitter batting lefty. Cody leads off of first. And the first pitch to the switch hitter is a tad low, 1 and 0. Alejo Lopez, Stuart Fairchild, the other Daytona alums in the lineup at AAA today. Ryan Hendricks threw a scoreless inning, 1-0. And that one fouled to our left. It is 1-1. Double-A Chattanooga on the road against the Tennessee Smokies. Cubs affiliate, they trail 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Alex McGarry, 1-for-3. Tortuga alum cleaning up at first base. Now the 1-1. There is a fastball at the letters. Outer half at 92. It's one ball and two strikes. IA Dayton trailing the Lake County Captains 10-2. Through six innings of play, Alan Cerda, a two-run homer, is 13th of the year. Daytona alum. The 1-2 pitch, and Lewis grabs it up to stay in there. Daniel Veoheen, Ellie De La Cruz, Cerda, Austin Hendrick, Garrett Woolforth, Justice Thompson, Ashton Creel. All in the lineup, Tortuga alumni. James Proctor had a tough start. Jake Gozo followed him. 1-2. And time was called before the pitch. Don't know which umpire. Jupiter maybe catches a break. And it'll stay a one ball, two strike count instead of maybe a potential strike three called there. Cody singled. He's at first. Daytona a 3-0 lead. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Backhanded by Jones, and everyone stays put. Dominican Summer League Reds improved to 8-8 with a 9-5 win on the road against the Blue Jays earlier today. Two RBIs for Diego Omana. Carlos Sanchez. As that one misses up and away, it's a full count. And also two RBI in that one for Esmith Pineda. Zach Zubia, the first baseman on deck. He would represent the game's tying run. Cody will be off from first with a full count and two outs. Payoff pitch, and Lewis fouls it away to the right and will do it again. Three shutout innings, a walk, and six strikeouts earning the win. Did Lisnerkin Lantigua. Great day for him in the DSL. Arizona Complex League Reds, 10-4 record, scoreless, going to the bottom of the first inning. TJ Zoik making the start on a rehab for the Reds. Payoff pitch, and Lewis swings and taps one to short. Fielded by Layton to his right. Throw to first in time to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one left. The end of 5.5, Daytona still leads 3-0 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172 or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Steven Layton to lead off for Daytona, bottom of the sixth inning, looking to add to a 3-0 lead. Jake Schrand back out to work, his third inning of relief. And the first pitch to Layton hit hard but foul as bodies scattering by Daytona's bullpen. It's 0-1. Layton has been hit by a pitch and fouled out to the catcher. Will be followed by O'Gwynn and Jones here in the bottom of this sixth inning. Daytona trying to earn a doubleheader split. The 0-1 is high, and it's even at one ball and one strike. Jupiter, no runs, four hits, an error. They have left five tonight. Daytona, three runs, five hits, no errors. They have stranded four. Quarter past nine in the East. Now the 0-1, and Layton chases that pitch darting, and actually it is one ball and two strikes. Speaking of the Reds, we were talking about the out-of-town scoreboard with the organization as Layton goes down and hits one in the air to left. Back into his right to the warning track. Caballero, and that one's going to sneak out by the netting of the batting cages. Goodbye, home run, Steven Layton. He has gone deep for the second time in this series. 347 feet out to left. Fourth home run of the year, RBI number 17. And Daytona takes a 4-0 sixth inning lead. Layton does such a good job putting his bat on the baseball. Went down and got that one and was able to barrel it up enough to sneak it out beyond the left field fence. Had some help from the wind as O'Gwynn drives one. Deep left center field. Back into his right is Cody, and he'll get there. Just a smidge in front of the Holiday Inn Resort signage in the warning track. For the first out of the sixth inning. Off the bat, I was wondering if we just saw our second set of back-to-back home runs featuring O'Gwynn in this sit. So, one away and one in. And now the catcher, Hayden Jones. Infield pop-up and an RBI double tonight. That pitch outside 1-0. Give Hayden a lot of credit. There was a period of time a couple weeks ago he was about third on the depth chart, was not receiving a whole lot of playing time. Maybe one or two games a week. The 1-0. Jones swings and misses. It's 1-1. Never complained. And once Vaoheen went back up to high A Dayton on Sunday, has received more playing time and has been hitting the cover off the baseball. The 1-1. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did on appeal, says the base umpire Argueza. It's 1-2. But it is finally called to be able to deliver the way Hayden has. Always impressive to see players who find ways to stay ready, even when the moments aren't exactly opportune, as Jones chases one in the dirt for strike three. Nice pitch from Schrand where the bottom fell out. And he picks up his second strikeout, two down in the sixth. For the right fielder, Fidel Castro, 0-for-2, has struck out twice tonight. We'll see more undrafted free agents make noise in organizations now that the draft has been cut in half to 20 rounds. But it doesn't change the impressive nature of the scouting and the ability to ink guys like O'Gwynn and Jones. As there is a strike on the inside corner, it's 0-1. And last year, like Timpanelli and Branch. Good scouting, and even better job as well by the coaches here to help develop him as that ball crossed up the catcher Estrada and caught the home plate umpire. Count 1-1, but McKenna seems to be okay. Looked like Josh Hobson, Tortuga trainer, yelled out to ask if he's all right, and the ump told him to stay where he was. 1-1, and Castro goes fishing, comes up with nothing but the lure. It is 1-2. Looking ahead to the top of the seventh in this seven-inning game, Jupiter will have 6, 7, and 8 due up. Zubia, Caballero, and Estrada. It'll be against Cooper. No action in Daytona's bullpen. The 1-2 pitch. And that one hops off the plate. Count 2-2. The designated hitter, Luis Chevalier, waiting on deck. Humid night, or humid day, has turned into a rather gorgeous night here in Daytona Beach. 82 degrees. The 2-2. That wall had so much movement, I think that may have thrown off the umpire. Looked like it may have dropped into the zone. Past second movement, downward. Looked like it crossed up Estrada a little bit. And now the count runs full. Payoff pitch. And Fidel grabs a piece. Stays a 3-2 count. And some updates on the Reds players. Jeff Hoffman, as we mentioned, was placed on the IL. COVID IL. Jared Solomon back up with the club. Payoff pitch. Castro, a soft ground ball. Knocked down by the glove of Schran. Rolls towards third. Can't find the handle, and Castro's going to be safe. Infield base hit for Fidel Castro. And Daytona has a two-out base runner with a run already in this sixth inning. Ball came back to the mound. Schrand tried making the play to his right. Ball kicked off his mitt. Rolled towards third base and maybe moving a little bit too fast for his own good, trying to rush a throw. Could not find the seams of the baseball. And Castro able to sneak aboard. Now it is Chevalier who has reached on an infield single. 1-for-2 tonight, and this one fouled away. It is 0-1. Chevalier acquired by the Reds as the player to be named later in the Riley O'Brien trade back in late April. Wasn't officially acquired by the Reds until the end of May. The 0-1 is across for a strike, 0-2. Chevalier played in a handful of games in the Complex League before coming over. It was just 2-for-16 with a couple of RBIs. A 221 in the Complex League last year with 3 homers and 21 batted in the Mariners system. Switch hitter batting lefty. Now the 0-2. This fouled off the catcher Estrada. Will do it again. And a great crowd on hand tonight on today's doubleheader. The 0-2. And Chevalier takes low. Runner goes. A delayed steal. And Castro out by at least a foot. I don't know if Castro thought that ball was going to be in the dirt or what. But Castro thrown out on a delayed steal of second base to end the inning. So 2-6 the out at second base. We head to the seventh. In this seven-inning game, Tanner Cooper going to try and finish it off. Daytona, a 4-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get him on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
go to the top of the seventh inning. Tanner Cooper back to work, trying to finish off the Hammerheads here in game two of this twin bill. Jose Estrada, 3-2 up in the inning, and the first pitch to Zubia, a changeup cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Zubia has flied out tonight. That was to left. Struck out looking his last trip against Rivera in the fourth. The 0-1 from Tanner. This is a bouncing ball to second. In on it is Callahan. Fields at his collarbone. Throw a little wide to the right field side of first. But Rogers a good stretch to make the out. One away in this seventh inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at this game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to tomorrow's series finale. All that coming up after the final out right here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Jorge Caballero 0-2. And Cooper darts the outer half with a fastball at 90. It's 0-1. Caballero has lined into a fielder's choice and struck out the 0-1. And he waves and misses. Dipped his front shoulder to try and hit that breaking ball. It's 0-2. Cooper, long black sleeves out either end of that dark green top, leading to that beige-colored mitt. Holds his hands away from his body. Now the 0-2. And he gets Caballero, but could not get Caballero to chase that breaking ball. Nice pitch from Cooper on an 0-2 count. And it's 1-2. It'll be Ryan Cardona tomorrow against Sandro Bargallo to close out the series. The 1-2 pitch high. And it's two balls and two strikes. Righties 2-2. Foul tip into the glove of Jones. Strike three, and the Tortugas one out away. Off-speed pitch. Caballero lost his grip on the bat on his swing. Another punch out for Daytona pitching tonight. For Tanner, that is his fifth today. Two out in the seventh, and the last line of defense for Jupiter is Jose Estrada. As that pitch very high and tight, it's 1-0. 24 strikeouts for Daytona pitching today over 13 and two-thirds innings. 1-0. Will it stay in the field of play? Rogers running a long way in between the bullpen and home plate area for the Hammerheads, and he makes the basket catch, and you can celebrate a Tortugas victory. What a catch by Jack Rogers over his shoulder, Willie Mays style, between the home plate area and bullpen mounds for the Hammerheads down the right field line. And Daytona has earned a doubleheader split as Javi Rivera and Tanner Cooper combine on a four-hit shutout, as Daytona earns at the very least a series split in this set, as they have taken three of the first five with a 4-0 win over the Hammerheads in game two. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, the recap report is next. Daytona, a 4-0 shutout. They split the doubleheader and earn their 30th win of the season. Back with more after these messages on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches, with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all, with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza, with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn. Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday. Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July Night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
A beautiful night as Daytona comes up with a big 4-0 win in game two of this doubleheader to earn a split of the twin bill, the first doubleheader split of the season for Daytona. They had dropped four and swept one. But they earned the doubleheader split as the pitching was magnificent really all day for Daytona. The Tortugas did not allow a run over the final 13 innings of this doubleheader. Jupiter's only two runs came in the very top of the first inning. A run single by Zach Zubia. And then they didn't score again the rest of the way, as in game two it was Tanner Cooper and Javi Rivera combining on a four-hit shutout as Daytona wins game two by a 4-0 final. Let's take you through the game that was in game two. Was Javi Rivera against Holt Jones to start. Was a scoreless game going to the bottom of the first, and Daytona did not greet Jones very kindly. Tyler Callahan walked to start the game, then stole second. Jay Allen then ripped a base hit into right center field. Callahan scored from second. Allen hustled into second around the throw with an RBI double, giving Daytona a 1-0 lead. A drop third strike wild pitch would allow Jack Rogers to reach, and Allen to advance to third after Michelle Triana flied out to shallow left. Steven Layton was hit by a pitch, and then Jamal O'Gwin hit a ground ball to short that went through the legs of the shortstop. That allowed Allen to score and gave Daytona a 2-0 lead. Would remain that way until the fourth inning. Jamal O'Gwin led off that frame with a double in the left center field, and then Hayden Jones on an 0-2 pitch did the same to deep left center field. That chased home O'Gwin, gave it a 3-0 advantage. And then Steven Layton leading off in the bottom of the sixth, clubbed a 1-2 pitch onto the netting beyond the left field fence by the batting cages. His fourth home run of the year made it 4-0. Tanner Cooper would retire the side in order in the seventh. The Hammerheads in game two did not get a man to third base at all. They put runners at second in the first and third innings, and that was as close as they came to scoring all night. Osiris Johnson led off the first with a single, stole second, but Jose Salas struck out. Khalil Watson flied out to center. Brady Allen grounded out to first in that scoreless first inning. And then in the third, with one out, Johnson doubled down the left field line. But then Salas struck out and Watson grounded out to second. And that was the end of Jupiter's real significant scoring threats in game two, as Daytona wins it by a 4-0 final. Winning pitcher Tanner Cooper improves to 4-1, three innings, no runs, two hits. Jones was unable to escape the first. He drops to 1-4, two-thirds of an inning, two runs, one hit, one walk, and one K. Final line scores, Jupiter no runs, four hits, one error. They left five. Daytona, four runs, seven hits, no errors. They left four. Final time of the game, 1 hour and 53 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,750 for today's Double Dip. Take a look around the FSL and other leagues before we say our goodbyes tonight. Fort Myers and Lakeland had their doubleheader rained out today. They'll try and play two tomorrow starting at 11:30. Tampa sweeping a doubleheader from Clearwater, walking it off in game one, 5-4 in nine innings. They shut out the Threshers in game two, 8-0 in seven. Bradenton wins game one of their doubleheader in Dunedin, 2-1. Blue Jays shut them out in the nightcap, 4-0. And they are in the bottom of the eighth inning in Jupiter right now. Mets and Cardinals are tied at six. That game was delayed about an hour due to lightning earlier today. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard, top of the eighth in San Francisco. Giants a 9-1 lead on the Reds. Triple-A Louisville a 2-1 winner over the Iowa Cubs. Top of the seventh, Double-A Chattanooga has come back to take a 4-3 lead on the Tennessee Smokies. Also a Cubs affiliate, Leonardo Rivas, a big two-run homer, his fourth of the year. High A Dayton trailing the Lake County Captains 11-2. In the top of the eighth inning, Alan Cerda, a two-run homer, his 13th of the year. Dominican Summer League Reds won earlier today against the Blue Jays on the road 9-5. And bottom two out in Goodyear, Arizona, the ACL Reds, a 1-0 lead on the Guardians thanks to a RBI base hit from catcher Juan Garcia. Major League Baseball scoreboard today. Astros throw a combined no-hitter. Christian Javier, Hector Neris, and Ryan Pressly combining on the no-hitter of the Yankees, 3-0 in the Bronx. Rays beat the Pirates 6-5. It was the Orioles 6 and the White Sox 2. Cardinals over the Cubs 5-3. Rangers best the Nationals 3-2. A's over the Royals 9-7. Mets beat the Marlins 5-3 thanks to two home runs from Pete Alonso. Brewers beat the Blue Jays 5-4. Red Sox rallied to top the Guardians 4-2. Bottom seven in Minnesota. Twins a 4-0 lead on the Rockies. Top seven in Atlanta. It's the Braves 3 and the Dodgers zip. Starting at 10:07, so a little bit about a half hour or so for now. Angels will host the Mariners. Patrick Sandoval against former Stetson Hatter Logan Gilbert. At 10:10, Diamondbacks host the Tigers. Zach Davies against Alex Fiedo. And the Padres will host the Phillies at 10:10 as well. It'll be Zach Eflin for Philadelphia and Blake Snell to go for San Diego. Tomorrow, we will wrap up this six-game homestand with Sheldon's Family Fun Day and Kids Run the Bases after the final out courtesy of Neighbor's Ice Cream Parlor. It will be the left-hander Sandro Bargallo for the Hammerheads, 1-1 and 283 ERA. He'll make his 12th start. Ryan Cardona will make his first start of the season, pitched in relief in Daytona's win over Jupiter on Tuesday. Cardona 3-1, a 2.93 ERA. He'll make his first start since last September. Gates open at 4:30 tomorrow. Our coverage begins 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 5:20, leading up to the 5:35 from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That'll do it for us here tonight as Jupiter takes game one of this doubleheader 2-0, and Daytona snatches the nightcap by a final of 4-0. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, and my color commentator guest today, Bob Fregol, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters that we love here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from the Jack in Daytona Beach as the Tortugas split a doubleheader. Jupiter takes game one 2-0. Daytona wins the nightcap 4-0. We hope to have you with us again for tomorrow's homestand finale, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, everybody. So long from Daytona.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.